Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast, everyone. We are delighted you are here, the place where we break down the biggest shifts happening at the intersections of blockchain technology, finance, and business building.
Hey, John. Today, we are diving deep into a massive update call dropped by the Limitless community. They just outlined a multi-layered business model that completely redefines how a digital economy can protect its native asset. We're talking about the Athleta mainnet, the associated ATLA token, and the massive roadmap set for price protection and ongoing valuation.
Exactly, Sarah. Those experienced in the digital asset space know that token launches often face a brutal reality. Exciting launches followed by massive sell pressure as soon as the legacy community gets access to the tokens. The team behind the Athleta Arena is very aware of this and has engineered a genius defensive and offensive ecosystem specifically designed to nurture and protect the open market price of ATLA ahead of the first token vesting release date in August 2026.
Right. August 2026 is when the founder generation of ATLA token holders have the ability to head to exchanges and potentially swap for fiat. Usually, that's a recipe for a price dump. The Athleta Arena, a decentralized advertising machine built directly on the sports industry, has created an advertising model designed to protect the short-term price and increase demand for the token over time.
Exactly, a crucial step in the startup's journey. It's all about creating a continuous influx of real-world liquidity. The Athleta Arena is launching on May 26th. They already have over 500 football clubs on board, representing an audience of 37 million followers and fans.
Which is already an impressive number of potential micro-influencers all passionate about their clubs and sport.
Exactly. Think of every fan as a micro-influencer with an opinion. When a mainstream business wants to advertise, they register in the arena and upload promotional content. Fans share these ads on their personal social media accounts, think Facebook and Instagram. The more views they generate, the more points they earn on the Arena platform, which they can then convert directly into ATLA tokens.
That's great, but here's the economic kicker. The corporate advertisers are paying the Athleta Arena in real fiat or high-value liquidity to run these campaigns. The business model ensures that advertisers pay more to the ecosystem than what the ecosystem pays out to the fans in ATLA. All of that excess corporate liquidity is continuously funneled directly back onto public exchanges to uphold demand for ATLA, and hence the all-important liquidity.
Spot on. So while some users are selling ATLA, the arena is constantly buying it up and injecting massive liquidity into the exchanges using corporate ad dollars. This external revenue loop is designed specifically to keep and save the price, acting as a robust cushion against sell pressure. Especially in 2026, as the founder generation looks to cash in a part of their 2024 acquisitions.
And it gets better, because this isn't a standalone silo. They're cross-pollinating this sports traffic with music and general entertainment through two major consumer-facing products, Jiggle, JGGL, and IMBA.
Interesting. Let's talk about Jiggle first. The Jiggle app is launching in the first week of June 2026. It's an advanced AI social platform featuring six distinct AI engines, including text, image, video, voice cloning, and music generation. They've already generated $1.7 million in revenue for their founder pack owners through web-based traffic alone. The market price is stable.
But the real magic happens when you connect Athleta Arena to Jiggle, when those millions of football fans onboard into the arena to make money via viral sharing. The very first project they're going to collectively aware of is the Jiggle app.
It's a closed-loop traffic machine as the worlds of sports fans and music fans collide. The sports fans drive viral traffic to Jiggle, pushing Jiggle user numbers as they go. In return, a percentage of those users convert into paid premium subscriptions, injecting more fiat into the ecosystem. This exploding traction is also allowing them to open an institutional fund in Delaware to sell fractional IP rights of Jiggle to major global investors who already understand the need stars have to protect their IP on a mutable blockchain. These same institutional investors also understand the new U.S. policies now in place thanks to the Genius Act, where fixed income funds can now access the digital asset space.
That is powerful for Atla owners for sure. And then, sitting right alongside Jiggle is Imba, launching in the second week of June 2026. For anyone wondering, Imba comes from gamer slang for imbalanced, meaning something that is just game-breakingly good. And honestly, the business model lives up to the name. It's an AI-powered, decentralized music label.
Absolutely. The traditional music industry is notoriously predatory, with giants like Sony or Universal taking 90 to 95% of an artist's rights and revenues. Those of a certain vintage might remember the court battles of Prince and George Michael a few years ago. Imba flips the script right on time as the AI music generation steps onto the scene. Designed with a fair 50-50 split, the protocol uses AI tools to automate contracts, distribution, and publishing for millions of AI-based musicians.
That's huge. But how does a new artist actually get heard in this new world without the millions in ad spend normally provided by the centralized music labels?
That is where the ecosystem flywheel really shines. They're utilizing the exact same digital marketing and viral traffic infrastructure from the Atleta Arena and Jiggle to promote Imba's music to the public.
The exact mathematical model already proven on streaming platforms like Spotify and Apple Music over the past 20 years, but now accessible to anyone with music plus AI skills. Right now, achieving 1 million streams on Spotify generates about $3,000 in revenue for the royalty contract owning artist. In the Imba model, and thanks to the proprietary traffic technology, it only costs $500 in marketing spend to acquire those same 1 million listeners.
That math is incredibly healthy and accessible to many, many more music creators. You spend $500 to make $3,000. After the 50-50 split with the artist, the company walks away with $1,500 on a $500 investment. Scale that across thousands of tracks, and Imba becomes an absolute fiat-generating royalty machine. Furthermore, they are opening up copyright and publishing fractional ownership to the community via Boostify, allowing users to buy parts of their favorite music tracks to build long-term royalty portfolios. The fans can now own a piece of the music they love. As we say at DBM, own the technology you use every day, earn income from the things you enjoy. AI is your friend, if you understand this.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the star power backing this. Nearly 4 years into this ecosystem, we've already got legends like Jolynn Turner from Deep Purple and legendary music executive Don Perry bringing massive industry connections and legal licensing frameworks via Imba US, already registered in Delaware, USA.
Every single artist signed to Imba is required to bring their fans over to create dedicated pages on the Jiggle app itself. Hence, many in the DBM community are already owners of Jiggle and Imba tokens, just as we acquired ATLA tokens in 2024 for less than 30 cents.
Wow, so let's trace the full circle. Atleta Arena fans promote Jiggle, Imba artists bring their music fans to Jiggle, Jiggle users discover Imba music. The arena handles cross-promotional marketing for both industry sectors. Every single pillar feeds the other, resulting in millions of users, massive institutional backing, and an endless stream of real-world advertising and streaming fiat currency.
And all of that ecosystem value and external cash flow ultimately funnels down to back, buy, and stabilize the liquidity pools of the ATLA token on the open market. It's a textbook example of how to build a self-sustaining Web3 ecosystem by anchoring it to real-world business fundamentals. The age of individual digital assets combined with ongoing incomes generated via staking yields, royalties, and nodes is here.
Incredible execution by the ATLA team, and kudos to the vision of the Limitless community. If you want to check out the project or look into the Imba token packs, they are live right now on the Boostify platform with 24/7 chat support. See the show notes for the Boostify link and use your original and existing Tron Link wallet to access.
A major opportunity for sure. Now, last but not least, we have the all-important planning and preparation for the original ATLA owning community in DBM from 2024. Hundreds of members own ATLA privately and within the Team Fund initiative. We recommend running your numbers ahead of the vesting period starting in August 2026. It is also a good idea to assess your staking options if you have ambition to create monthly income from yield without selling your valuable ATLA. Your wallet access and security should also be audited as you prepare for payouts. You can find useful resources, including how to register your MetaMask wallets at our proprietary Team Fund platform, smartdefi.team. We look forward to this next phase of the Limitless project success. See the show notes for useful links, including support, and see you next time.